I want to try a quick experiment. Close your eyes for a second. I'm going to say two words, and I want you to just capture the very first image that flashes across your brain. Ready? Fitness photography. What are you seeing?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh.
It's immediate, isn't it? For
Yeah.
me, it's like high contrast, black and white, maybe some guy screaming at a barbell, veins popping out of his neck.
Exactly. It's the mid-sprint grimace, or it's that classic before and after split screen where the lighting is always suspiciously better in the second photo.
Of course.
It's sweat, it's grime, and honestly, it's usually pretty loud. It's screaming at you to do something, buy something.
Fix something about yourself. Yeah.
Yep.
It's high octane. It's designed to stop your scroll, usually by just shocking you with intensity.
But today, we are going to look at the inverse of that. We are doing a deep dive into a concept called fit fashion. Now, stick with me here because this is not about which leggings are trending or what sneakers to buy.
Yeah.
It is not a workout clip, not a transformation photo, and it is definitely not that performative branding designed to sell a program.
No, this is a very specific, almost philosophical approach to editorial portraiture. It was created by a photographer named Will. And it's fascinating because it takes that loud, sweaty fitness aesthetic we just talked about and
Yeah.
just completely dismantles it.
I have to admit, when I first saw the source material, I was a little skeptical. I thought, okay, is this just, fancy talk for black and white gym selfies?
Right.
But as I got into Will's philosophy, I realized he's asking a question I've never actually considered. We always look at a fitness photo and ask, what can this body do?
Yeah, how much can it lift? How fast can it run?
Exactly. It's a functional audit. You're assessing the machinery. But Will is asking something different. He's asking, what does discipline look like when the work is already done?
And that is the anchor for this entire conversation. It's
Yeah.
shifting the lens from the noise of the action to the quiet dignity of stewardship.
Stewardship.
And I think for anyone listening who has ever felt a little burnt out by the whole grind culture of the fitness industry, this is going to be a really refreshing perspective.
So let's get into the specifics, because to understand why this fit fashion style even matters, we have to understand the gap in the market that Will saw. I mean, who is this guy, and why did he look at fitness photography and think this is broken?
Well, the context here is just so crucial. Will isn't a traditional sports photographer. He didn't, cut his teeth on the sidelines of NFL games or shooting bodybuilding competitions.
Right, where the goal is to capture peak action at like 1/2000th of a second.
Exactly. That's a very specific skill set. Catching the ball in the air, catching the muscle at full contraction. Will comes from commercial beauty, high fashion, and editorial portraiture. I mean, think about the difference in lighting alone.
Right.
In sports, you want hard, gritty light to exaggerate definition and texture. You want the struggle to look real. In beauty and fashion, you're often using softer shape light. You're looking for composition, mood, texture that invites the eye to linger rather than shocking it.
So he's bringing a kind of Vogue sensibility to the weight room.
In a sense, yes. And when he started working with fitness professionals, I'm talking high-level trainers, coaches, wellness experts, he noticed this pattern.
Okay.
These are arguably some of the most disciplined people on the planet. I mean, their bodies, their resumes. But they felt completely unseen by the imagery that was supposed to be representing their industry.
Unseen. That
Yeah.
seems like a contradiction. Is you're a fitness influencer or a trainer, your body is plastered everywhere. You're probably the most seen person on your feed.
But it's how they're being seen,
Oh yeah.
Will has this phrase for it. He calls it repetition without meaning. Think about your own feed. You see abs, you see a barbell, you see a bead of sweat. Your brain just categorizes it instantly. Okay, fitness post.
And you scroll right past. I get that. It's scroll blindness. It just becomes wallpaper.
Precisely, it's transactional. The
Yeah.
image is saying, look at me so I can inspire you, or look at me so you'll buy my training app.
Right.
Will's goal with Fit Fashion was to counter that. He says the goal is recognition rather than inspiration.
That's a subtle distinction, though. Isn't recognition just another form of validation?
Not in this context. See, inspiration is about you, the viewer. I see this person, and now I want to go to the gym. The subject is just a catalyst for your motivation.
I see.
Recognition is about the subject. It's stopping to say, I see who you are. It's letting the subject be seen without demanding they perform a trick for us.
So it's the difference between, I don't know, applauding a juggler for keeping the balls in the air
Yeah.
and sitting down to have coffee with the juggler after the show.
That's a great way to put it. And that leads us right to the central conflict in Will's philosophy, which I think is the most intellectually chewy part of this deep dive.
Okay.
The distinction between discipline and performance.
Now, I use these words interchangeably all the time. If I'm disciplined, I perform well. Hmm. If I perform well, it's because I was disciplined. I mean, aren't they just two sides of the same coin?
In the gym, sure.
Yeah.
But in photography and in identity, Will separates them completely. And this is really important.
Go on.
He defines performance as what happens when people are watching. It is external.
Okay, so that's the big PR lift on Instagram. That's the race day photo. It's the show.
Correct. Performance is all about output, movement, and exertion. It's loud. It demands an audience. Now, contrast that with discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Will defines discipline as what happens when no one is watching.
The 5 a.m. alarm.
Mm-hmm.
The meal prep on a Sunday night when you'd rather order a pizza.
Exactly.
Saying no to the second drink.
Yes. Discipline is internal. It is the daily consistency, the restraint, the sacrifice. It's stewardship of the self.
Yeah.
The problem with traditional media is that it is obsessed with performance. It documents the result or the action. Fit fashion is designed to document the discipline, the character traits that allow the performance to happen in the first place.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Go for it.
Photography is a visual medium, right? And discipline, the way you're defining it, it's invisible, it's a mindset, it's a choice.
Right.
So how do you actually take a picture of waking up early without it just looking like a picture of a guy drinking coffee?
That is the artistic challenge. You're trying to photograph the becoming rather than the doing. You aren't showing the body as a tool for persuasion or, you know, for proof. You're showing the body as a lived vessel of commitment.
A lived vessel of commitment. That sounds a lot heavier than shredded abs.
It is heavier. It implies history.
Mm.
Think about the whole quiet luxury trend in fashion that took over recently. You know, the old money aesthetic.
Yeah, of course. Where people wear these incredibly expensive cashmere sweaters, but there are no logos. You just know it's high quality because of the drape and the texture.
Exactly. The loud logos are like performance photography. Look at me. Look how much this cost.
Quiet luxury is like fit fashion.
Mm.
It doesn't need to shout. The quality is inherent in the fabric.
Ah.
In this case, the discipline is inherent in the person's presence. You don't need to see them mid-squat to know they are strong.
It makes so much sense. It's confidence versus arrogance.
Or maybe confidence versus insecurity. A lot of performance content is really about proving something. See? I did the work. Here is the proof.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline doesn't need to prove anything. The work is done.
This pivots nicely into the next big theme, which is this idea of stewardship. And this is where the philosophy really challenges the industry standard. Will contrasts the body as a billboard with the body as stewardship.
And this is critical. In the fitness industry, the body is almost exclusively treated as a billboard. The typical question a photo asks is, what does this body sell?
Right. Does it sell a supplement? A 6-week fat loss program? Does it sell sex appeal? Exactly.
Yeah.
The body is a commodity. It's space for advertising. Will flips that. His question is, what has this body carried?
What has this body carried? Wow. That completely changes the vibe. It sounds respectful.
It restores dignity. When you ask, what has this body carried? You remove that element of comparison. You're no longer looking at someone and thinking, I wish I looked like that, or I bet I can lift more than him.
Right.
You're looking at their presence and thinking, I respect the work that went into that.
It reminds me of, okay, picture a master carpenter. If you wanted to show he was good, you could take a picture of him furiously hammering a nail, sweat flying, sawdust everywhere. That's performance.
Right.
But the stewardship photo would just be a portrait of his hands resting on a workbench. You'd see the calluses, maybe a star from a chisel slip 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The texture of the skin.
Yes.
You don't need to see him moving to know he's a master. The history is written right there on him.
That is a perfect analogy. No, seriously, that's exactly what fit fashion is trying to capture.
Mm-hmm.
It's about holding space. The imagery doesn't shout for your attention. It's quiet.
But does quiet work in an attention economy? I mean, we're told you have 3 seconds to hook a viewer. A picture of someone just holding space feels like it would get lost in the algorithm.
And that is a risk. But Will argues that because it is so different from the screaming noise of the rest of the feed, it actually stands out more. It humanizes the professional.
How so?
Think about the trainers, you know.
Yep.
We often treat them like utilities.
Yeah, they're service providers. Count my reps, fix my form, make me skinny.
Right. You are a function. Fit fashion separates their identity from their job function. It allows a coach to be represented outside of their utility. It says, you are valuable not because of what you can teach me, but because of who you are.
Ah.
It's treating the body as a home they've built, not a car they're renting out.
So how do you actually shoot this then? If we aren't doing the gritted teeth, mid-sprint thing, what is the visual language?
You lean into the power of stillness. This is really the technical backbone of the philosophy. Will's stance is that stillness reveals what motion hides.
Stillness reveals what motion hides. Okay, unpack that a little for me.
Yeah.
Because my first thought is, motion reveals ability. If I'm running fast, I'm showing you I'm fast.
Motion reveals ability, yes. Mm-hmm. But motion is also a great camouflage.
A camouflage?
Think about it. You can fake a smile while you're running. You can mask insecurity with aggression. When you are moving, the viewer's eye is tracking the action, not the person.
That's true. If I see a blurred sprinting shot, I'm looking at the speed, not the sadness in the eyes.
Exactly. But stillness is incredibly vulnerable. If you strip away the barbell, the running track, all the props, and just put someone in front of a lens and ask them to stand there,
yeah,
there is nowhere to hide.
That sounds terrifying, actually, just standing there, being perceived.
It requires immense confidence. And that's why Will frames stillness not just as an aesthetic choice, like, oh, let's take a calm photo,
yeah,
but as a communication of restraint. Yes. Think about the most dangerous person in a room. It's usually not the guy jumping up and down, shouting about how tough he is.
Right.
It's the person sitting quietly in the corner, totally relaxed, observing everything. That stillness communicates control.
It's that speak softly and carry a big stick energy.
Exactly. Fit fashion captures that restraint. It honors the discipline that exists beyond the exertion. It's saying, I don't need to jump around to prove I'm strong. My presence is proof enough.
So visually, what are we looking for in these photos? If they're just standing there, are we looking at lighting, posture? What is it?
In the absence of movement, the micro details become the narrative. Posture becomes a language. Mm. Are they slumping, or is their spine stacked with the ease of someone who has a strong core?
Mm-hmm.
The hands, are they clenched or relaxed? The eyes, are they hunting for approval, or are they settled?
That puts a lot of pressure on the photographer to capture those micro expressions.
And on the subject to be authentic. You can't fake settled.
So we've got discipline, stewardship, stillness. This is all great for the viewer. But let's talk about the person in the photo. How does this impact them? Because I imagine many fitness pros have a complicated relationship with their own image.
Complicated is an understatement. And this brings us to the concept of mirrors versus trophies. Willis talks about the function of the image.
Okay.
In traditional fitness, the photo is a trophy.
Look at my PR. Look at my transformation. Look at my gold medal.
Correct. It's external validation. It's a trophy to be displayed on the shelf of social media. But in fit fashion, the photo is intended to be a mirror.
A mirror for who?
For the subject. It's meant to say, this is who I am. You have to understand, many wellness professionals struggle with an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
They have spent years, maybe decades, articulating who they are through their roles. I am a runner. I am a lifter. I am a yogi.
And that's, I mean, that's kind of dangerous, right?
Totally.
Because what happens if you get injured or you age out of the sport?
Exactly. Who are you when you stop moving? Who are you when the production stops? That is a terrifying question for high performers.
It's the athlete's dilemma. If I'm not winning, do I even exist?
These portraits are designed to help them answer that. They mark a season of discipline. They are meant for the subject to see themselves, maybe for the first time, without the need to perform or impress anyone.
Wow.
It's a moment where they can look at the image and say, I am not just a machine that produces fitness. I am a person who has been shaped by discipline.
That's surprisingly therapeutic for a photo shoot.
It is. It's validational. And just to be crystal clear, because I know we've talked a lot about philosophy, Will is very specific about what this category is not.
Yeah, let's do the not list, because I don't want people to think we're just talking about any nice portrait of a fit person.
Right. Fit fashion is not gym content. It is not workout photography. It isn't even lifestyle photography where someone's laughing while holding green juice.
And it's not the before and after.
Definitely not. It is identity-driven editorial portraiture. It's closer to a Vanity Fair profile spread than a men's health cover.
You know, as we wrap this up, I'm thinking about the broader implication here. We started with the negatives, the loud, annoying fitness marketing we all kind of hate.
Mm.
But we've landed on something that feels really positive.
We have. We've journeyed from that performative marketing that just exhausts us all to a quiet, identity-driven portraiture that restores dignity.
It really makes you rethink the whole grind mindset. We're so obsessed with the grind, with the doing, with the sweating. But Will's work invites us to honor the result of that grind.
Yes.
Not the trophy on the shelf, but the person we become in the process.
That's the key synthesis. The invitation is to be still, to be seen, and to be honored for the work that is already finished. You don't have to keep proving it every second of every day.
That is a massive relief to hear. I think a lot of us feel like we're on a treadmill, literally and metaphorically, where if we stop, we fall off.
And that's why this philosophy resonates beyond photography. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it raises a really important question for the listener, whether they go to the gym or not.
What's that?
We live in a world that constantly asks us to prove our worth through output, through performance, through what have you done for me lately?
Oh, absolutely. It's publish or perish in every aspect of life.
So applying the philosophy of fit fashion to your own life.
Mm-hmm.
In a world that demands constant motion, what would we see if you simply stopped moving?
Wow.
If you stopped performing, if you stopped posting, if you stopped producing, and just looked at who you have become through your own disciplines, whatever they are,
mm-hmm.
would you recognize that person? Would you be able to see the dignity in your own stillness? Or would you just feel empty because the show had stopped?
That is, yeah, that's the kind of question that keeps you up at night, but in a good way. It's asking us to value the builder, not just the building.
Not just doing.
Being, not just doing.
I love that. Thank you so much for breaking this down with me today. It's rare we get to talk about fashion, philosophy, and gym culture all in one breath without mentioning protein powder once.
A rare treat indeed.
And to you listening, take a moment today, be still, see what happens. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.